Hello and welcome to our fifth call of the Power of the Spoken Word Masterclass. So today's chapter, Peace and Prosperity, delivers even greater understanding to our miraculous journey. But first, we got some admin to look at. I just wanted to remind you that the recording of our calls and the separate recording of our Shift to Love meditation are on the Masterclass Central webpage. And the link to that page is in all your emails now, so you can get access to it. And I also want to encourage you, like always, to use your daily journaling pages in the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook to please use them every day. Because when you write on those pages, it's going to show you where you're using your energy and where you're not. And just remember, it's never too late to use your energy. Okay, so that's all the admin that I have, so let's just begin with a prayer. Father, Mother, God, Creator of all that is, we are so grateful to come together as one with singular intention to reconnect with that beautiful essence of love and light that we are. We ask that the way be opened for us to release what no longer serves us, to heal the wounds and pain of trauma from our past, and to overcome obstacles in our present. We ask that the way be opened for us to expand our awareness, to sync with the higher consciousness of the divinity within. And we ask for greater understanding to manage our internal energy and raise it to the highest vibration of love possible, making the manifestation of the dreams of our heart inevitable. Please just surround us with your diamond steel force field shield of protection that deflects negativity. And with each breath, please just fill us with strength, stamina, and love energy that heals in all directions of time. In deepest gratitude. Amen. Ooh, okay, so today we're diving deep into the fifth chapter, Peace and Prosperity. And in this chapter, Florence gives us a sharper view of peace and prosperity from all angles. But she also dives deeper into faith, all aspects of faith, and she reiterates how the energy of fear destroys the human body, causing illness and disease. So let's look at peace and prosperity first. She begins the chapter with the statement, "Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces." So broken down into the simplest of terms, she's telling us that when we have peace within our heart, when we're vibrating in that beautiful, beautiful energy of peace, our life naturally flows in prosperity. You don't have to go get anything or force anything to happen. Your desires are naturally made manifest. How simple is that? Well, the concept is simple. But the average human applying the concept, sometimes it gets complicated because, you know, we try to make it harder than it is. So let's dive deeper into that concept. When we're not at peace within, what are we? Well, we aren't existing in the vibration of love, and we're not feeling gratitude, not to a heavy level anyway, and no, we're not at peace within. We're struggling with some form of fear. It could be anxiety or stress or overwhelm, anger, despair, worry. Our thoughts are out of harmony. They're chaos. It's like a lightning storm of anxiety is bouncing off the inside of our head, and we're drowning in some form of anxious worry. Unfortunately, this may be our normal state of being. And we may be unaware of this chaos because it's been happening for so long that it's just normal. Now, we've talked about the fight or flight survival mode, how we go into the fight or flight through some experience of anxiety. And once it's over, there's no distinguishing line between what caused the burst of adrenaline and the shock or danger being over. Well, yesterday morning, it was really cold outside, like, I don't know, 25 or 27 degrees. And I had noticed that the heater kept coming on during the night. But I was really surprised when Mr. Google told me that the temperature was so cold. Anyhow, as I was getting dressed and was almost ready to open my bedroom door, the smoke alarm right outside the bedroom door went off. And when I opened the bedroom door, I could smell smoke, and it smelled like wood burning. Now, I couldn't see any smoke, but I ran to get the fire extinguisher, and the alarm stopped sounding. And the smoke alarm, it's right above the heater vent, so I figured, okay, the smoke must have come from the furnace. So I managed to get downstairs without hurting myself and went into the furnace room, and there was no smoke. Didn't even smell like smoke. Well, by the time I got back upstairs, the shaking had started. My hands were shaking so bad, I couldn't hardly hold on to the fire extinguisher. And I remember I was thinking, okay, I'm clearly seeing there is no danger now. I can't see or smell smoke anymore. The alarm stopped sounding. I'm safe. But the shaking wouldn't stop. And in between deciding whether I was calling the fire department or not, I was consciously thinking about what we've been talking about. Experiencing the fight or flight adrenaline rush and then having a clear cutoff where you know there's no danger and flushing that adrenaline-fueled anxiety out of the body. Well, long story short, through my non-emergency call, not a 911 call, I hosted a reunion of firemen and police, plus my landlord, that resulted in their conclusion that my electric heat emergency mode had kicked in and the heat strips were burning off dust. Well, later in the day, I looked at all that energy I experienced, that fight or flight freak out, and I remembered feeling that emotion hitting my brain and the chemical release flooding my body. I mean, it just went from the top of my head all the way down my body. And then as the observer, I stood back and looked at similar explosions of chemicals and emotions when I got an unexpected bill in the mail or remembered the date and freaked out for a moment thinking hadn't made a payment on time or seeing the name of someone I don't want to talk to on the caller ID or hearing the voice of someone I love and knowing from the sound of their voice that something awful had happened. And then there's that experience of hearing or seeing something on the news or social media that's shocking and feeling those same fight or flight emotions and rush of chemicals. And from this state of observing, I could clearly see that there was no true line of demarcation between the shock of surprise and knowing I was safe. Definitely not to the degree of learning there really wasn't a fire in my house. And this is where we get stuck. When we don't clearly identify, okay, that was shocking, but now I know I'm okay. And consciously flush the fear-filled energy out of our body and in its place, filling our body with love. And that is something I did consciously yesterday because I didn't want any of that residual yuckiness to be floating around in my body. I consciously used that effort of flushing it out and filling my body with love. Because when we don't consciously take the action step to release the fear and fill the body with love, that fear lingers. And the degree that it lingers can be intense, and we don't even know it. It can be intense without our knowledge because we're so good at getting busy, so we don't dwell on what's uncomfortable. We just keep going and pushing it down. Which leads us to what Florence is trying to teach us about preventing unhappy situations. We understand that fear is our worst enemy, and that fear enemy is within. We've gone over this in depth in other chapters. Worry is our silent killer. The enemy that takes us deeper into fear because we've been taught that the only way to be responsible is to worry about every little thing. But now we know that worrying is the absolute worst thing we can do. In this chapter, we can clearly see that worry is inverted faith. So let's look at this. In essence, when we worry, we're putting our faith into creating what we do not want, because that's where we're focusing our attention. Worry focuses our attention on having already created and experienced the worst thing that can happen. Let's think about it, because typically when we worry about something, we replay it over and over in our minds, right? The worst case scenario. We may even see ourselves experiencing this in our mind's eye, which in reality is visioning the worst case scenario. And as a result of these chaotic, painful thoughts, feelings, emotions, and visualizations, there's a war going on in our mind. Our subconscious has been impressed with all this worry energy, and it's affirming, yes, this is happening. I have proof of previous experiences. And our conscious is affirming, yes, this is happening because I see no other way out, but I want something different. While our superconscious is screaming, no, this is not of the divine plan. See what I mean? A war. There's a battle of thoughts, feelings, and emotions. The subconscious claiming it knows you can't have anything better because of past experiences, and the superconscious insisting, sweetheart, there's a better experience available. And then the conscious is just trying to get through the day, one step at a time, because there's no more energy left to think coherently. And this is when you feel like you can't focus to meditate, because at a subconscious state, it's too painful to get quiet. It's too painful to actually look at your life because you've created a mess. But you know what? Life is messy. But you can move on from here expecting good things and claiming that only good things can come from this. You have the power within you to shift your energy and change your life. This is acceptance. The moment we accept what our life is in this moment, the battle must stop because there's nothing left to fight about. And from this state of acceptance, the way is open to use your power to create a higher outcome. The expectancy opens the way for infinite possibility. And infinite possibility stirs gratitude, pulling your levels of consciousness into alignment. And this gratitude flows into the love vibration where all things are possible. And from the state of being the love vibration, chaos cannot exist. Fear dissipates. Peace is attainable. And from this state of love vibration founded in peace within, your life flows in prosperity. As within, so becomes the without. The external becomes a mirror of the internal. Your life experience becomes a mirror of the peace and love within you. And when you're in peace, when you're vibrating in the vibration of love energy, your external experience is one of prosperity in all areas of your life. Your square of life fulfilled. Living your version of heaven on earth. And from this harmony of thought, this vibration of love, the human body heals. Disease becomes a thing of the past because love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe, and it heals the human body. Florence paraphrase of the scriptures says, "Whatever your desire or require is already planted on your pathway." She speaks of people following the reasoning mind. Today we call this the analytical mind. The reasoning or analytical mind takes into account the state of world affairs, our experiences of the past, and the fears of our present to manifest a future that's laced with worry, lack, and despair. A future of stress and overwhelm. Now, I don't know about you, but there was a time I had made this an art form, and I was really good at it. Maybe you are too. Have you perfected living in a state of worry and stress, even if it's not a conscious experience? It's like worry and stress are running in the background of your operating system. You have the power to stop this cycle. So let's be brave and look at why. Why are you fearful? Why do you worry? Why are you stressed? Why do you feel overwhelmed? Now, I know you can't look at all these right now because I'm talking. You're in a class and we're not stopping yet. But please look at them when we complete. And I'm going to go ahead and state them again. So write them down. Excuse me. Why are you fearful? Why do you worry? And let's add, what do you worry about to this question? Why are you stressed? Why do you feel overwhelmed? So let me tell you, if the answers to all of these questions are something about the past, then you're living in the past. And last week, Florence spoke in depth about the robbers of time. Living in the past is a robber of your present and a sabotage of your future. Because focusing your attention on the feelings and emotions of the past will create more of it in your future. Everything your heart dreams of, everything you'd like to experience, everything you want to be, do, and have is already on your pathway. It's already in your field of potentiality. Everything that would complete and fulfill your version of heaven on earth is already yours. And the only reason you don't already have it, the only reason you aren't already experiencing it, is because you've built a wall of fear between you and having it. And since you've set your intention to improve your life, the universe is going to show you what that fear is. And let me tell you, unless you're actively forgiving everything you've held in unforgiveness, unless you're actively immersing yourselves in gratitude and focusing on staying in the vibration of love energy, unless you're being the state of peace, flowing in gratitude and love, the universe is going to make you uncomfortable. Because you're forcing your body into a mold of holding on to fear and trying to be love energy too. And we all know that you can't be both. You're either in love or fear, never both. You can't vibrate in love while holding on to unforgiveness, grudges, judgment, and demoralizing your thoughts and feelings about your body. You can't wallow in shame and guilt and vibrate in love. No. You have to release the need to hold on to the past. Forgive. Something I realized, while I was working on this. Sounds so crazy. That any pain that we're holding on to, any memory we have that's painful, no matter what it is, it still exists in our subconscious. It still exists in our body because we're holding on to it at some level of unforgiveness. If we'd already forgiven, we'd be free of that pain and suffering. So let's just face it. The past experiences are over. And forgiveness doesn't mean condonement. It doesn't mean that you're in agreement with what happened. It's the gift you give yourself. It's the healing you give yourself. It has nothing to do with the other person or the experience. The fear of having hearing my smoke alarm go off and smelling smoke, those are over. I had two senses fully involved in the experience until they weren't. And when they weren't, when the smoke alarm stopped screaming and the smell of smoke dissipated and the experts checked out the furnace, they confirmed the danger was over. When you observe the root of your anxiety, the why, the alarm has already stopped screaming. You don't smell the residual smoke of the shock of the event, and you're the expert. Are you safe? If the answer is no, then ask your angels to show you the action steps to make you safe. What do you need to do? If the answer is yes, you are safe, then consciously choose to no longer live in that fight or flight adrenaline rush of anxiety. Forgive. Decide right now. Make the conscious decision right now. Consciously choose to live your life in peace, and flow with prosperity in all areas of your life. Sounds simple? It is. Begin with making the conscious choice. When you consciously choose something new and you focus your attention on the experience of that choice and you feel that emotion in your body, when you allow your inner eye to see yourself experiencing your chosen experience, you impress the subconscious with a new vibration of energy. And that energy sends out to the universe a new magnetic field of expectancy. Your experience is on your path. It's within your field of potentiality. And the universal infinite intelligence fulfills your order. Here you go. This is yours. Lawrence tells us, again, that we cannot control our thoughts. At the very essence, this is true. But we do have the power to stop the migration of our negative thoughts. We do have the power to stop and shift the emotions of negative thoughts. Thoughts send out manifesting energy to the universe. While our emotions and feelings magnetize to us experiences of the same vibration. You have the power within you to consciously choose and implement the emotions and feelings you experience. Use your power and do it. Remember, whatever you desire or require is already planted on your pathway. Fearlessly walk the love vibration of that pathway. Okay, so let's shine some light on that pathway with our shift to love meditation. And I'll just see if I can start that. So get comfortable with your feet flat on the floor, your hands gently in your lap, and close your eyes. And focus your attention on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. Focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And now with a deep breath, we come together as one with singular intention to shift our vibration to the highest vibration of love, as one with the divinity within. And with a deep breath, we begin by consciously choosing to be the love vibration. And with another deep breath, we embrace gratitude for the opportunity to be the love vibration. And now repeat after me. I accept that I am a divine being of love and light. As one with the divinity within. And repeat after me. I accept what my life is in this moment. I accept that I have the power within me to create a higher outcome and improve my life. I commit to using my power from this state of love. And repeat after me. I consciously choose to understand adversity and see it as feedback to achieve a higher outcome. And repeat after me. I pray from a state of gratitude, having already received. I trust that I am loved and the divinity always has my back. I love my body and who I am. One with the divinity within. And now I integrate all this love. and repeat after me. I embrace this love within me and set a firm intention to live my life from the vibration of love. Let me now express the divine idea in my mind, body, and affairs. And we ground into this love energy and bring it back with us. And just allow yourself to feel roots coming down from your feet into Mother Earth, traveling down through her soils, the water, the rocks, the clay, all the way down to her center, to wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you in that beautiful love energy at the center of Mother Earth. And with a deep breath, just pull that love healing energy back up through the roots, back up through the soils, up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. And just embrace that love energy. And when you're ready, open your eyes. You have the power within you to live the life that brings you tremendous joy. Focus your attention on what you want to experience. What would it feel like to wake up living your most magnificent, happy life? What would you wear? What would you eat? Where would you go? Who would be your friends? What would it feel like to sit and bask in love and joy, fully immersed in gratitude? Be the love that is your essence and maintain the connection with the divinity within, and the result will always be peace, be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. Okay. All right, let's recap. Accept what your life is in this moment and stop the war of chaos thoughts and quiet them to a level of coherency that allows you to focus on the vibration of gratitude and love. Consciously choose to be the vibration of love, of peace deep within, and take the action steps to be that vibration. And action steps to be love energy involve releasing the need to hold on to the robber of the past. Forgive what's been held in unforgiveness and set yourself free to be love, to live in gratitude. You have the power within you to create and live the life that is yours by divine right. It's your birthright to live your fulfilled square of life, health, wealth, love, and perfect self-expression. You have the power within you to live your version of heaven on earth, harming no one, opening the way for others to live their version of heaven on earth too. Remember who you are, a spark of the divinity within. You are love. You are light. You are limitless. You are one with the God power, the divinity within. So before we complete, your homework is to read the next chapter, Your Big Opportunity. And I can't remember if I already added the audio to the Masterclass Central webpage or not. If I haven't, I'll add it when I add the recording of this call. And I'll also put in there the Gift of Forgiveness program if you need any help forgiving things that you're holding in unforgiveness. You can use that to help you to heal, to forgive, and to heal that energy that you're holding on to. And just be sure to put into practice what we've been discussing. Consciously choose to be the love vibration. But put into practice what we've been talking about, what we've been discussing. Use the action steps. And then while we're still together, if things come up, I can help support you to overcome whatever's comes up for you. And be sure to write in your Game of Life manifesting playbook every day using those daily journal pages so that you know where you're using your power and when you're not. You'll probably start to see a pattern of where you're not using it so you can overcome that. Okay, so this completes our class.